Also on the internet, www.krov.fm. Thanks for tuning in. Okay, and the name of this program is Our Town. My name is Lee Edwards, and today we have a super guest. We have Karen Stiles from the Table Mountain School, and this is maybe not like other schools you might have heard about, so I encourage you to stick around, tell a friend she's on the air, and so we can let people know. Welcome, Karen. Good to have you here.
Thanks. Thanks. Good to be here.
And I guess when we get the mic straightened out, this is community radio. You don't hear this stuff at the big times, but you see they're covering up a lot of stuff. They plan ahead and they don't do things accurately. They make it sound like it's not what it is. So anyway, Karen, tell me, I got to get this turned around a little bit so I can see you. Table Mountain School, mountain is better. I always say mountain, but wonder how many people do that. Do you hear people say that? You do too? Okay, that's not a crime then. So give us an idea, just some definition of what it's all about, and we'll get into it.
Okay, so Table Mountain School is a juvenile court school, and we're located in the Butte County Juvenile Hall. We serve all the youth who are detained in the Butte County Juvenile Hall. Grades 7 to 12, we have a welding program. We have a landscape agriculture in addition to our core academic curriculum. What else do you want to know?
Oh, boy. I want to know a little bit about Karen, because let's look at it this way. When you were running around playing with the hula hoops and things, you didn't say, someday, what I want to do is, or maybe when you went to school, unless you're unusual, you probably didn't bond with the idea and say, what I want to do is be in schools when I grow up and learn about it. So how does somebody find a program like that to begin with?
Well, it's interesting that you bring that up, because I actually didn't do really well in school myself. And so when I kind of pulled it together and decided I was going to go to Butte College, I didn't really know what I was going to do. There was a big market for teachers back then. And so I got into teaching, and I went directly into an alternative school for one of the local districts. Yeah. And I love working with alternative school kids. I sort of don't get the other kids as well as I get the kids that we work with. So it's actually sort of the way that I see it now is it's been my calling, that the work that I do is what I was meant to do, and my life has prepared me for this work.
Okay, so let's say we had like a room with 10 children and another room with 10 children. How would we determine which ones were alternative school versus the other? Or would we? Maybe we wouldn't. Are there things about them that you might determine their differences?
Well, I don't know about that. I would say that, every kid has a shot. The comprehensive schools aren't for everybody. Mm-hmm. They weren't for me. but sometimes there are obstacles that students face that will, sometimes it's like a smaller class setting or something like that. Some kids, in a comprehensive school, you have sometimes 30 or 40 students in a class. So that can be detrimental to some of our population.
Sure.
Sometimes the support systems they have aren't sufficient to get them to school every day.
And is alternative school appropriate terminology for Taylor?
Sure. We're an alternative school,
so
yeah.
So that's the official formal...
Yeah. There are all kinds of alternative schools, though, there are districts have continuation schools and community schools and that sort of thing. But alternative ed is a big category that includes all types of schools. Our specific school, Table Mountain School, is a court school,
yeah.
Right? So we just serve the students who are detained. But there are all other kinds of alternative schools as well.
Yeah, now this is something. Now, say the court puts them there. It might mm-hmm. be for their, I shouldn't say, okay, let's do it the other way around. Why? What would happen in a child's life that would end up having them become students in yours? In an
well, they're being adjudicated for something, whatever it is, any level of offense.
Okay.
So they're involved with the juvenile justice system.
Yeah.
And going through a court process or committed to do a specific amount of time there.
Yeah. And somehow rather than them returning to whatever school they were in before, this is like decreed by the court that they should go here? Or
yeah, absolutely. It's while they're detained. So
I got you.
Right. So if they're detained for three days, they go to school with us. Or if they're with us for a year, it's because they're living there in the facility, secure facility.
Okay, so they have to be on site all the time.
Yes.
So you're not going to get somebody who's going to be there for, let's say, a month, and somehow you're going to see a change in that kid.
Well, we hope so.
And then, but when you do, then you got to let them go back into the world after their month, huh?
Right. Yeah.
Is that a problem for you mentally at all?
It's a little difficult. They seem to sort of clear up and get their goals straight while they're with us, you know, sort of know what they want. And they face the same challenges when they leave that they came in with. So often they return.
Yeah, this sounds like the adults in our world, doesn't it?
It is. Yeah, it's similar.
It's sort of like a revolving door principle.
Yeah. And it can be, but you know, we see a lot of students too. That, I mean, we work really hard at Table Mountain School. We have a position there called a transition specialist, and that person helps them with their plan and their supports for when they leave, so that they can go back to their school of residence or go into post-secondary education or jobs, those sorts of things. And we have a lot of community partners that help with that.
Okay, so they're going to get some real heavy attention, probably. Maybe I'm being silly, but maybe the first time in their lives that they got attention directed at them purposefully with their total welfare in mind.
Well, the
am I being too?
Yeah, and it's, I mean, I can't say first time in their life. I don't know the kids until I get them.
Okay, you're accurate. But what I'm saying is they're getting a really it's like sitting down with somebody who really cares.
It's a very intensive support system. It really is. And when they leave, they have support from probation, and many have like wraparound services, strengthening families, that sort of thing. So there's a lot of support. And I think sometimes students come to us and maybe think, well, what I'm doing is good enough. And not really thinking about, well, you really could go to college or go into the world of work and have whatever you want. So really helping them see the potential of them and themselves and their lives. And the thing about these students is they're really resilient. You know, they know a lot of stuff that we don't know. There's a lot more to learn in life than we teach in school, and they know a lot of it. And so I have a lot of I'm honored really to work with this student population because they know what the challenges really are out there.
I like that statement because I wonder how many teachers could say that, how they really, really gain something. They gain knowledge instead of just being the one standing up there and dishing it out. That's a wonderful statement.
Yeah, we learn a lot from our students, that's for sure. And we hope they learn something from us while they're there.
Yeah, that would be nice. Okay, so I cheated a little and checked online before talking with you today, and of course the three R's are supposed to be reading, writing, and arithmetic, and whoever decided that couldn't spell very well. but you have a different set of three R's at your place, I understand.
We do, and those three R's are relationships, resiliency, and responsibility, and really building relationships is the foundation of our program. We are consistent in our approaches with students. We reward good behavior and try to help students, teach students the behavior expectations, and then reward the behavior when we see it. So it's called positive behavior interventions and supports, with relationships building being the foundation of that. The next R is resilience. I talked about that a second ago. Our kids are really resilient, you know, and we help them to see that even if things aren't going so great, actually that is preparing you for the life that you have to live and building that inner strength. And then responsibility is just taking care of business,
sure,
doing the things you have to do every day.
Yeah, it's a real world out there, and the world doesn't put somebody in school their entire life. At some point, they have to make the transition. And I kind of felt as a kid, school was okay, but I was looking forward to it being out of my way. Mostly just because it was lived from one summer vacation to the other. But then eventually you get to that last step, and then all of a sudden it's maybe everything isn't so much fun. Maybe it is. You're turned loose to do what you want, but on the other hand, you got to work your way.
Yeah, and that's the responsibility part of it.
That's the responsibility.
Everybody thinks when they turn 18, everything's going to be easy.
Yeah.
And really, it just changes.
Yeah, you don't have somebody sending lottery money to you every week or something like that.
The one thing I want to say is a lot of times at our graduation ceremonies, the students speak to the audience, and they often say, you know, like, I didn't really want to come to juvenile hall, but if I hadn't done this, I might not have graduated, or I never really planned on graduating, or those sorts of things.
There you go.
So just bringing that, the importance of education, back to the forefront for them, I think, is a big part of what we do.
Sure, giving them a sense of purpose, a way of direction that they're going to take with them.
And hope, I think.
Yeah, there you are. Boy, that's, without something like that, without being able to look forward to something positive, I don't even want to go there, but now I realize, just in this instant talking with you, how many people out there have no hope, they have nothing to look forward to of all ages. That's scary.
Yeah, and times are hard, you know?
Yeah.
It's not easy out there.
Yeah, it's not getting any easier. So how long has this school been around?
Oh, I don't know. You know, decades.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
it's not a new concept.
It's not
a new thing. See, haven't been with this, you know, involved in, thank goodness, in the justice system, nor many of my children. So I had no idea how it was happening. So it's not unusual to find a school like Table Mountain School.
No, in fact, we're part of the Butte County Office of Education, and that's pretty typical around the state. The County Office of Education runs the court school.
Okay. So those poor critters, they can't even, I guess they're supervised all the time.
And yes.
Even like so-called playground or whatever goes on, or
yeah.
Do you have any kind of, what do you do for activities to get some of the steam off of these kids?
Because well, there's a gymnasium in the juvenile hall, and there's an outdoor recreation field.
Okay.
And so they have an hour of physical education as part of their school day. And they also have, I think it's according to Title 15 Code of Regulations through CDCR, another hour a day of large muscle, they call it. So
yeah.
They have activity there. We also have an after school program that is funded by an assets grant, and the Boys and Girls Club runs those programs for us, and that's an hour of homework help, an hour of enrichment, and then that other hour of activity.
All righty. And then when they're not, are they in actual cells, or are they in rooms together, or how do they
there are in? They are in like cells, and there are individuals, and then there's some where they double up. And I think, I don't know that much about the juvenile hall because I don't work for corrections,
sure.
But there are like situations where roommates, I think that's a privilege you can earn.
Okay. All right. You're already learning a reward system, which is not bad. Okay. So I don't know. I just took a note here. It said non-college track program. So that, even within your school, which is fairly small, how many students maybe?
Today there's 26.
Okay. So you have some kids that are maybe obviously going to be on the college or college prep or whatever, and then some that aren't. Even in a population that small, you can have separate learning?
Yeah, absolutely. Every student has an individual learning plan.
Wow.
So, you know, we meet, we evaluate transcripts, we work with students to figure out what their goals are. And then what they need in order to reach those goals. Some students want to just graduate and get on with their lives. Other students want to be hooked up with work experience, those sorts of things. And then other people want to go to post-secondary education, whether it's a vocational school or Butte College or something out of town. We do send kids to the Conservation Corps. You know, I mean, there are a lot of opportunities. We work closely with the Alliance for Workforce Development.
Okay.
Here in Oroville and Chico, and they help us with job skills and those sorts of things for students.
Boy, it's really nice to hear what's going on. It really is. Well, I don't want to dwell on the negatives in the world around in the world around us, but boy, this to me, you can think negatively about the kids that were brought there, but you can also think very positively about how they're being treated, and what a difference it must make. I can just imagine. A juvenile offender goes somewhere, he's in a cell, he does his time, he goes out. I don't know what he does while he's in there, nothing. And then what a difference to have your life improved and enriched. You got to be happy about what you're doing.
Yeah, I love it. I love my work. This is what I do.
Yeah.
You know?
What else did I have in my little question sheet here? Okay, relationships, resilience, and responsibility, the three R's. I know. Of course, I didn't want to jump into it right away because I want to make sure I got all I could out of you on the school, but I think you've really gone into it in great detail. And I believe it's called Writer's Exchange or something along those.
Oh, yeah, the Writing Exchange.
Writing Exchange. Yeah, can you talk about that?
Yeah, one of our teachers, Scott Bailey, he has been doing this Writing Exchange ever since I've known him. I worked with him previously in another school, and he has students actually trading writing anonymously through other court schools in the state. So we work with several other counties and exchange this writing, and he publishes it on the blog. And I think it's Write Your Truth, something like that is the name of the blog. So every month he has new writing, and it's great writing. It's really intense. You know, the students, knowing it's going to be anonymous, they're free to say what's really going on with them. And it really gives us a great insight into the things, the challenges, the things that build that resiliency in the students that we work with. They, like I said before, they know a lot of stuff that many of us don't know and have never experienced. And they can express it with great passion and insight.
Sure, it's like somebody looking you right in the eye, and you know they're a nice person. You know they're sincere, and they're saying, tell me everything you can about yourself. And their first reaction is, you mean they give a darn? Probably. I don't know. I'm not in their shoes. And they really mean it? And nobody's going to know I did this? This is anonymous? What an entree. What an introduction to bearing your soul. And then, of course, they get to hear what other people have done or read it or something like that.
And writing and that self-expression are a great outlet for the students. And, you know, they exchange writing with other people in other areas of the state that are going through many similar experiences and challenges. And I think that's really something for the students to feel like they're not completely alone, because I think this is a really hard time, and there's a lot of really trying to figure life out at this point in their development.
Do they ever actually get... they must names or addresses of other students or just it's all still kept way to go.
Yeah. Youth that are detained in the juvenile facilities, they have the absolute right to privacy. So there never will be any exchange of names with anybody.
Okay, so even if they meet a buddy somehow through your system, they're not going to really.
No,
they're not going to. Well. It's kind of sad, but I can see where it's kind of good, too.
It causes some challenges, but the benefits to that privacy outweigh the challenges by...
Of course.
Yeah, so worth it.
Okay. Again, today's guest, this is KROV Oroville 91.1 FM Community Radio. It's Our Town, and today's guest is Karen Stiles from Table Mountain School. What can I say? What can I ask? Boy, you've covered an awful lot in a hurry.
I do want to say, if you don't mind, I also serve as the Director of Alternative Ed for Butte County Office of Education. Mm-hmm. And so I want to kind of plug a couple of other schools, if I can
do
that.
Yeah, you bet you can.
Okay, so our BCOE, all of this stuff can be found on our BCOE website, bcoe.org. And we have several other schools. We have a charter school called Learning Community Charter School, which consists of two school sites. And one of them's here in Oroville, and that is Hearthstone School, which is a hybrid. So it's part home school, part classroom-based instruction. Mm-hmm. And so they are always taking in new enrollments. The other part of that charter is in Chico, and it's at the fairgrounds, and it's called Step Up Academy, and they're a STEM school, and they're K-8, so they just go from kindergarten to eighth grade, but they are also taking enrollments. We have a community school also located there at the fairgrounds, Butte County Community School, known as LEAD, L-E-A-D, so they are always taking enrollments, and that's a community school program. So that goes from grades 7 to 12. And then we have a brand new adult school. And this one is something that people are just starting to hear about, and it's called Comeback Butte Charter. And this is for students who don't yet have a diploma, ages 17 to infinity, And we partner with a lot of agencies in the area and help those students, those young adults and above students, decide first thing whether they want to get a equivalency or a diploma, depending on their credit needs, and then get them on track for some type of learning to meet that goal. So a good story about that is we just had a student come in, a 17-year-old student come in with her parent, and as we were doing the enrollment appointment, the mom said, "Can I enroll in this too?" And so we enrolled mother and daughter.
Oh, you're kidding.
In that instance, yeah. So a lot of really good things, and we feel like that's really serving a great need in our community.
Do you actually have people who want employees or something like that contacting you for?
Well, again, we work with the Alliance for Workforce Development.
Okay.
So they can serve our students as their clients.
Sure. What a deal. What a deal. Well, you see, how would the average critter know, unless you happen to be involved or your child was involved in some way? How would you know all the wonderful things that are available in this county, in this area? And I assume this is not obviously unique. It's probably Hearthstones are all over the place.
Yeah. There are a lot of innovative ways of dealing with our high-risk youth and young adults in the state, you know, all over the state.
Yeah.
There are programs like these. Hey, I do want to say that if you want further information about any of those schools, you can call 532-5757. That's our Student Programs and Services office, and they can point you in the right direction from there.
Okay, I'm just copying this down.
Yeah.
Okay, this is important. So we'll post these things on our
That's great.
On our website. And again, with some luck and some dollars, we'll have people be able to listen to this interview again in the future. And in case I miss mentioning anything that needs to be mentioned.
If I have another minute, I want to say
you've
that.
Got plenty of minutes, kid. You haven't begun to use your minutes. You got money in the bank.
I want to talk about a couple of stories. I've been principal there at Table Mountain School. This is my fifth year, and there's a couple of students that sort of stand out for me that I just kind of want to share their stories a little bit. So one student came in, and he was looking at some pretty serious consequences to his actions, and he really wasn't bought into the idea of school. And we are sort of relentless in our love and support for the students, and at some point he finally said, "Okay, I'll do it. I'll get my diploma." And he worked on it and worked on it, and came up to the time when he was leaving and being transferred somewhere else, and he actually finished his high school diploma. And the students write a letter when they finish, you know, like, "Here's what I learned while I was here." And so I looked for it before I left, but I couldn't find it. But it said something like, "It was a good run, Karen." And he said, "I wasn't really into it when I got here, but this is the first thing in my life that I've ever been proud of." So that, you know, if we're making that kind of a difference, I'm getting a little choked up.
You ain't the only one.
If we're making that kind of a difference in the lives of students, then we're doing the right things. And then another student I want to talk about came to us. He was nearly an adult and had a girlfriend and a child at home. And we wanted him to take his GED. He was very credit deficient, but very bright. And so we said, you know what, relentlessly mentioned to him, this is a possibility for you. So now the backstory is that, you know, in the facility, we can't have any physical contact with students at all. So he got his results for his GED. He passed. He came to me. He had the biggest grin I've ever seen. And he said, "I would hug you if I could." And I said, "Well, I would hug you back." So just a lot of really intense emotional adjustment to the possibilities in life is what I think I see coming out of the students there.
Well, when I talk to you and I think about traditional schools, I forget to see the difficulties that you may have. And I start feeling sorry for teachers that aren't in schools the way such as yours, because boy, the rewards you can give, really intimate association with them. Boy, it's breathtaking. It really is beautiful.
You know what? I do want to give props to the regular schools too. You know, I mean, our schools are doing a great job with, you know, without Well, you know, there's political and financial constraints always, and most of the kids make it in the comprehensive schools. So everybody's working really hard.
No, I hate to say everybody should go out, and all kids go out and get in trouble, so, so they'll end up in juvie. I don't think that was my message.
Yeah, don't do that.
But it's so rewarding to think about this existing here in little old Butte County, which isn't so little old anymore.
Right.
It's getting pretty grown up. Okay, guest today is Karen Stiles. And she's the principal of the Table Mountain School. Is that the official name? Or is
yep, Table Mountain School, yep.
School, simple as that. And boy, I hope you've been listening and catching this. As I say, if not, we're going to record it, and we will post it on our website so that eventually when we pay the right bills or we get the right equipment. We just lost our website talking to us very recently, within the past week or so, and we're working on it, and it'll be back, because that's one of the biggest parts of this station, as far as I'm concerned, is if you're not there at the time when something's happening, you can pick it up later on. I'm in your debt now in terms of what I'm out of questions, I'm out of thoughts, I feel like we've really, really been informed about what the Table Mountain School is all about from a very knowledgeable person with lots of experience there. And so anything else you got?
You know, I just want to say that I'm proud to work for BCOE. It's really, like I said before, this is my life's work, and I found just such a great place to be. And, you know, just recently having moved up to be the director of alternative ed, I get to oversee these other programs as well. And there's a lot of great things happening in Butte County for our students. And just really, really happy to be able to share that information.
Okay. It's nice to see someone who's doing things they're happy about. So many people are doing a job, in quotes. You're not doing a job. You're doing a life, and that's really cool. Okay, thanks again, Karen Stiles.
Thank you.
Appreciate it very much.